Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Kuf Tzadi Hey. We are up to Siv Gimel, the last line on page Tzadi Tes. We're about to turn on to page 198. Kolhecha shemitztarfo shtei chaburos. Anytime that you have two groups, two chaburos that are joining together, that's what we discuss in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis about having two groups joining together. So the Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, any time that the criteria are met for two groups to join together, tzarich shiyishmu shtei and divrei hamavarech bircha zimun bebeir. Both groups must hear the words of the mavarech as he says the bircha zimun clearly. So, of course, you have to have all the criteria, seeing each other, being in the same house, the details that we discussed in Aleph and Beis, but Lamaisa, when they are joining together, every single person from the groups must be able to hear the mezamin. The Ramah says, "Ushar birchas hamazon yivara kol echa la'atzmo." Once you pass the bircha zimun, the rest of benching, everyone can bench on their own. Avlim yirtzu shah mezamin yotzi kulam. But if they want that the mezamin should be motzi everyone, Tzrichim sheyishmu kol birchas hamazon. Then they have to hear the entire birchas hamazon. The below zelo yotzu klal. Without hearing the entire birchas hamazon from him, if they're not saying it themselves, they won't be yotzi at all. So the Mishabura begins on 198 of Katan Yod Birchas Zimun. We said again in the Mechaber, if two groups are joining together, they must hear the divrei hamavarech birchas zimun. The ayin lekamon simon reish sivbeis. And we've seen this quote already many times. What exactly is the Bircha Zimun, the Machlokas, the Mechaber, and the Ramah? Didas HaMechaber, the Bircha Zimun, hu nevarech, u baruch she'achalnu. The sheet of the Mechaber, that Bircha Zimun is what we call the Mezumen. It's just saying nevarech, and baruch she'achalnu, mishlot v'ochayinu. Vidas HaRamah, dafka ad gemar Bircha Zazon. And as we've said already many times, the Ramah holds that the Bircha Zimun is all the way through the first brach of benching till Azon HaSakol. So, l'shitasam, that's what you would require, that every person in the two groups must be able to hear. V'cholzehu gamkein rak b'makom atzorech. And even that is only in the case of need, that they're limited in what they can hear, so they must hear that as a minimum. Aval l'chatchilo yoser nachon shiishmu kol birchas habazom epi ha-mevarech. But really, the most proper thing is they should be able to hear every word of benching from the mevarech. And the leader should be motzi every single person in benching. We had a lengthy discussion about this, that ideally, a person should lead the benching and everyone else just listens and is yotzei with his benching. But we said it's not practical nowadays because we're not able to focus and we lose out totally. Therefore, we said it's better to bench word for word together with him and end each bracha before him. At the very least, through the first bracha, at least, we should be benching with him and listening clearly to what he says. But this isn't the ideal situation, which the Mishabura is saying, that really every person should hear the entire benching and be yotzei with his benching. Sivkotin yod aleph bebeir, should hear it clearly. Ubidyevidim lo shama divrei hamezamein sha'amen nevarech. Very important point over here, comes up many times. Bidyevid, if you did not hear the leader of the zimun saying nevarech shachal mishalo, rak shama l'ha'onim sha'onim baruch shachal mishalo, you just heard the tzibur responding baruch shachal mishalo, but you didn't hear the leader, mutar gam kein lanos imoen biyachad, you can join in to the rest of the people. So if you didn't hear the one who is leading the zimun saying it, but you hear the tzibur saying baruch shachal mishalo, you are allowed, bidyevid, to join in and answer the zimun with that line. Sivkotan yud beis. The Ramah told us the rest of benching, everyone benches on their own, but if they want the mezamin to be motzi them in the entire benching, they must hear the entire benching. Says in the Shabura v'yachav nulatzeis, and of course they have to have kavana to be yotzi with him. That concludes Simin Kuf Tzadi Hei, and now we begin Simin Kuf Tzadi Vav Misha Achal Dvar Iser in Mitzarif L'Zimun, one who ate something that is forbidden, if he can join into the Zimun. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Ochal Dvar Iser, a person ate something that is Aser, Afal Pi She'enu Aser Ela Midirabonon, even if it is something that is only Aser Midirabonon to eat, Ein Mezamnin Olav, he cannot join in the Zimun, Ve'ein Mevarachin Olav, Lo Batchila Ve'lo Basov, and he does not make a bracha on that food item, not before he eats it and not after he eats it. So basically the Mechaber tells us one who eats a Dvar Iser, no bracha before, no bracha afterwards, you can't join in the Zimun. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Al Dvar Iser Afilu Ein Isuru Be'etzem. Even if it's not something that's actually Aser itself, Rather, it's something that he made a nether on. Maybe he became a nazir, he can't have wine, he made a nether not to eat something. Even if it's something that he created the iser, this halacha will still apply, sivkatan beis. After we said he can't join in the zimun, we said, ein mevarachin alav, you can't make a brach on it. V'hu adin she'ein onen amen al berchasol. The same way the person can't make a bracha on something that's aser to be eaten, those who hear the bracha that is being made on something that's aser to be eaten, which shouldn't be made, if you hear that such a bracha, you should not answer amen. Lo batchila, we said you should not make a bracha on isurim, not before you eat them. Ho'ul udvar iserhu, since it is a dvar iser, v'yesh avera ba'achilaso, and there is an avera in eating this food. So menayitz as Hashem bebirchaso alzeh, you're really like cursing Hashem with this bracha, uke'inyan shenem, like the pasuk in Tehillim says, v'otzeh beirach nietz Hashem. That one who makes a bracha on something that is forbidden, so nietz Hashem, he's really cursing Hashem. So therefore, you should not make a bracha before eating the food item that is aser. Sivkoton dalet velo basof, you also should not make a bracha afterwards. Vafilu im ochal kedei svia, even if you ate so much of the iser that you're full, you still will not make a bracha achrona afterwards. Vim ochal bishogeg, let's say you ate it by accident. V'niskar achar achilaso, you only realize that you ate the iser after you ate it. So das ha-taz v'od kama achronim de-bezeh yuchal l'varech basof. In that case, says the Taz and others that you can make a bracha achrona. V'hainu afilu lo'achal k'dei svia. Even if you didn't have the amount that made you full, you only had a kezayis, but you did it b'shogeg, you can make a bracha achrona afterwards. The bazel lo shach nios. We can't say then it's like cursing Hashem because it was by accident. Elo de le'inyan zimun afilu b'shogeg ein lezamin al zeh. However, if you do realize after you ate a dvar iser that you ate a dvar iser, so you can make a bracha afterwards. It's not considered a curse, but you can't join a zimun. The achilas iser lo chashiva kvius. Very important line. The eating of iser is not considered a kvius. For Zimun, as we've been discussing, it has to be a kviyas. You have to be setting yourself up together. There's no real setting up. There's no real kviyas. There's no real permanence to eating a dvar iser. So even if it was the mishogeg, in which case you are allowed to make a bracha achrona afterwards, but you would not be able to join together with the Zimun. Continues the Mishnah Bura. Im gonav o gozal chitim utechonon vaafon. So here the case is that you stole either through a gneva or a gzela, chitim, wheat, utechonon, you ground it up, vaafon, and you baked it into bread. So now you are eating something that was stolen originally, but there was a shinui maisa, you changed the form, and now you made it into bread. So yesh omrim, there are those who say, she'af alpi sheknon bishinui, even though you were kona, the stolen goods, through the change that you made in them, vareihem shelo, and now they actually belong to you, elo shechayiv l'shalem le'dom avurim, you don't have to get back the things that you stole, because you changed them, you're only chayiv to pay back the money, the value of what you stole. So therefore, what you're eating is really yours, you were kona it, mikomokom osur levarich alzeh, you still cannot make a bracha on such a food, bein bracha rishona ubein bracha samazon, not a bracha rishona, not a bracha samazon. Afterwards, de leinyan bracha de isba askaras Hashem chamir tvei. Because when it comes to a bracha where it has the mention of Hashem's name, it's more chamir v'tomid hu bechlal niyutz. It's always bechlal niyutz. So even though it's not like you're eating something stolen, because what you're eating now is considered yours, but it came about through a stealing, and therefore that would still be considered niyutz, and it would be aser according to the first yesh omrim. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who argue, and they say, the whole of the kona yachal avarach. They say, no, fakert, since you were koned, it now belongs to you. So right now, what you are doing, you're eating something that's yours, you can make a bracha on it. It came about through stolen ways. It doesn't matter. Right now, you own it. So that's the machlokas, whether you can, yes, make a bracha, or you cannot make a bracha. V'das ha-magen avram, the magen avram is machriya. The le'inyan birchas ha-mazon, when it comes to benching, im ochal kedei svia, if you ate the amount until you were full, yesh lahoros bezeh shivar birchas ha-mazon. There is to teach in this case that you should bench if you ate till you are full, the hudar isa. As we see many times that if you eat bread until you are full, the benching is daraisa. If you ate less than you're full, more than a kezayis, and you're chayv only derabbanan. So in this case where it is a machlokas, and therefore it is a suffix, if you ate a kedei svia, where the birchas ha-mazon is daraisa, you should say Birchas Hamazon according to Magen Avram. V'yesh lahachmir ulevarich, and therefore one should be machmir, and he should make a Birchas Hamazon on this. So when it comes to a Rabbanim, sounds like you'd be lenient, but Zakta Magen Avram, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, when you are full and you had a Kadesh Sviya, so one should go with the Suffolk, the Araisa L'chumra, and one should bench. We'll stop here and continue with Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with Sibbez.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.